This is April 15th, Rosh Kodesh, going into the month of Iyar, 5778.
Sign page 17, I believe.
I'm going to play a little bit of Marty Gatz. Did anybody make it to the concert last night? I know. I was too exhausted myself. But last month, I believe, we went over the Shema and the Ve'ahavta. So I thought I'd just play Marty. Shema Israel.
Is this the one way does Ve'ahavta?
Yeah, I really wanted to go out tonight, but trying to get ready for tonight and everything else going on this weekend, it was not possible. Now the reason I had to go to page 17 to it as well. And it's actually in the imperative form. So you get the idea that it's not just passively hearing with your ears.
It's kind of a now hear this.
Yes, a now hear this. That would be a good way to... And I think we talked a little bit about often it can be the first prayer that a Jewish child is taught. And many times it's the last words on the lips of the Jewish person before they're passing. So, now the next part that's playing on the CD is the Ve'ahavta. Does anybody remember Ve'ahavta, what that is? And if I recall... Huh? Well, yeah, it usually follows the Shema, and that should be on your page 15. Yeah. that the Shema before is a statement of faith. However, the Ve'ahavta is a statement of action. Ve'ahavta. And you are to love. Okay, so you're to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your resources, all your strength. When the way we say it, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and all your strength. And then we go into the next part. These commandments that I give you today are to be upon your heart. Impress them on your children. Talk about them when you sit at home and when you walk along the road. Yeah, I don't know if you just heard what he just sang, but he just sang the word totafot, and that's one of the words that we had in our vocabulary, which is what we commonly know as phylacteries. I think that's page 16. It's red there in Hebrew, so kind of the middle of the page, if you see that red in Hebrew, it's the totafot, which comes from the tefillin. Did you find it? Tefillin comes from the Hebrew word tefillah, which means prayer. It's one of the vocabularies we've had earlier. So the tefillin came from the Talmud, and it's the common expression that is used, but in the Bible it's always the word totafot. Vocabularies. I'm not sure if you've, we had a couple of different, we had the Shema, which meant hear. Let me see, your page for that. I don't know why I didn't write your page numbers down. It's before this.
Phylacteries?
No. There is the one for phylacteries, yes. So we can go to that one.
That's on page 18.
That's 18. We did that one. Okay.
Phylacteries.
Okay. Shall we go over it?
Yeah. It's on 18. Yeah.
Okay. But there was a previous one for lesson 4 also that was had just at the bottom. I'm not sure it's the bottom of the page. my teacher's pages are different, and I usually try to write down which page you're on. But it had three items that are vocabulary, or four, right there, page 13. Which, if you're on page 13, it had the Shema, which means hear.
Right.
And the tzitzit, or the fringes. The talit is the prayer shawl. Right. And we briefly touched on the prayer dictionary, which comes next. Ve'ahavta is, and you shall love. Want a pencil?
Mm-hmm.
With you. Okay. And so on the prayer dictionary, we went over the Shema, and there was one word in English, one Hebrew letter, so I think we're on page 14 now.
Mm-hmm.
You'll see his is in red.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, so that's the O on the end of the word, malchuto. That's the O on the end. That means his. So that was his kingdom. So that's, I was just trying to go over a little bit. You'll start to see some of these things as they're up on the screen, hopefully. and, you know, maybe even remember it. So at the bottom of the page there, the, like I said, these were for the bar and bat mitzvah. They were to recite and go over the Shema many times so they could pronounce it correctly and know the meaning of the words.
Can I ask
a question?
Sure. Not having to look, but you just used the word Malkuto, and would you please tell me what that whole word means?
His kingdom.
His kingdom?
His kingdom.
Okay. The reason I'm asking is because that keeps, there's a rendition of the Shema in a different language.
Right.
And this week I've been waking up hearing that in my head.
Okay.
And I just wanted to know.
Yeah. That's his kingdom. Okay, let's go back a little bit. If you think of the word melech, okay, melech is king. So it's related to the same word, malchuto.
Well,
the his is
that.
The o, so you get the idea.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that's his kingdom. All right, so we're at the Ve'ahavta. Let's go to the next page, page 15.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so that's the Ve'ahavta, and in red on that page is, and you are to love. So if you want to look back at your vocabulary, Ve'ahavta was on the previous one, it was on page 13. So
yeah, you are to love God.
Yeah, and you are to love, or love Adonai, or love God.
Yeah, well, actually on page 15.
Uh-huh.
In red where it says you are to love.
Yes.
And then two lines below that in red in Hebrew it says
Ve'ahavta. Yes. Yeah. So for those that can read a little of the Hebrew, I was doing this partly for Pamela too, who was learning Hebrew.
Uh-huh.
And of course I was doing it for the bar and bat mitzvahs who were supposed to be learning the Hebrew.
Yeah.
Try to tie it together so you could see. Yeah, that's why we did that. Yes. And you are to love. Ve'ahavta. Ahav has to do with love. Okay. And so these words in verse 6, which I am commanding you today, are to be upon your heart. So if you see the on your heart, down near the bottom in verse 6, that one's in red, and Aaron, you can probably find that one
in.
Yeah, I got that one. Uh-huh. All levavacha.
All levavacha.
And you are to teach them carefully to your children in verse 7. And so on down the next page. So now we're on page 16. Veshanata Lavavecha. And then there's a little note about the Hamatz Katuf. Do you remember what that is, Aaron? Do you know? Okay, well, I'm not going to dwell on that tonight because it's not going to mean much to anybody here, but it has... Huh?
Would it be that where it's saying just below that on your hand as a sign?
No, it actually has to do with the pronunciation.
Oh.
Okay. You shall tie them as in verse 8 on your hand as a sign. Put them on the front of the handband around your forehead or on your foreheads. And those are also in red there. And then the next thing that we have in the red on our page 16 is in the Tanakh, the phylacteries are called totafot. So if you happen to have that Marty Gibbs album or have him sing for you, see if you can pick it out, because I just heard him say it again. And so often you'll hear something in a song, and if you kind of can put it together with something else you've learned, it really helps. Yeshua did mention those phylacteries, or totafot, in his teaching about the hypocrisy of some of the Pharisees in the Brit Hadashah.
Mm-hmm.
And that was Matthew 23:5. Scriptures are written on something that's called a cloth and placed inside boxes that are attached to the head and the arm, usually the left, and the hand with leather straps. And so then we went into the mezuzah, which, by the way, Jerry, we're going to have to get that one put up.
Right.
We talked about...
Yeah.
We have it for you.
We'll do it soon.
Okay. All right. We'll do it soon.
Yeah.
All right. So then one of the Hebrew names of God we have is Shaddai. We're on page 17. So near the top of the page we have Shaddai. Appears on the backside of the cloth. And we're talking about the parchment that's rolled up. But then it's also placed in the mezuzah. And then placed on the right doorpost as you enter the house. And this was also referring to where the blood was applied in the Israelite homes before they left Egypt.
Mm-hmm.
When we see the mezuzah case, we are, as we were going through the doorway, we are reminded of God's commandments. And it's customary to touch the mezuzah with your fingers and then kiss your fingers as a symbol of respect for God's word. It reminds us that our home, our room, etc., is dedicated to God. And that's where we had to have that Deuteronomy chapter 30, verse 14. So fix that if you can in your book. It's 14, not 40. Okay. And there is the bracha to recite before affixing the mezuzah. Baruch atah Adonai Eloheinu Melech HaOlam. Asher kiddushanu b'mitzvotav, betzivanu al likvoa mezuzah. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us by his commandments and commanded us to affix a mezuzah. So the Shema, along with the Ve'ahavta, reminds us of the entire Torah. Yeshua, and the Brit Hadashah also states that these prayers are important. Mark 12:28-34 is one of the places. Shema Israel, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord your God, the Lord is one, and you are to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your understanding, and with all your strength. And the second, you are to love your neighbor as yourself. There's no other mitzvah greater than these. Okay, then our last vocabulary items were, we had the phylacteries, which are the two small leather boxes that contain, attached with the leather straps, and they contain Shemot, or Exodus 13:1-17, and Deuteronomy 6:4-9. As well as 11:13-21. And the next word is toktafot. That's the biblical Hebrew word for the phylacteries, which came from the Talmud. Next word we have is tefillah, which is prayer. Next one we have is tzitziot. That's plural for the tzitzit, referring to the fringes the children of Israel were commanded to wear on the corners of their garments. And then we have the mezuzah, which literally means doorpost. And it can be used interchangeably to refer to either the parchment of scriptures or the decorative case that holds that. That's the mezuzah. Kalaf, that's the small parchment that contains the scriptures that are placed inside the mezuzah case. And Shaddai, one of the Hebrew names of God, meaning the mighty one. I've also heard it say it means the many-breasted one, because that's the El Shaddai that nourishes all people. And mezuzot is the plural, meaning doorposts. And then we had another just little bit of a prayer dictionary on the next page with some highlighted, that's what I had you guys do. I had you highlight them. So you want a highlighter, Mike, to include? Not right now? Okay. You want yours, Nadine?
Yeah.
So if you will highlight the word and in the very first one. And then you will highlight the Vav, which is the very first letter all the way on the right over here. Okay? And then highlight the Yor. And at the end of this word in here is the Ha. Talk about your heart. And the, what gets highlighted is the Ha. The words, Hadevarim. Four, and that's the Le, the very L, the Lamed. Let's see, that's for a sign, and then we didn't have anything in doorposts. And then your, and the Ha again at the very end, because the, now there's two of them that you've highlighted there that are the same. Your heart and your house. So you can see how the your at the end, okay?
Yeah.
Now in English we say your heart, your house. But of course in Hebrew, it's at the end. And many other languages. Actually, English is the oddball.
Yes.
Okay, on to the next page, student page 20, I believe. Am I right?
Yes.
All right. And we're talking about the Shabbat Amidah. Summary, which is what a dot does. Shabbat Amidah summary.
Mm.
The Kazan begins with, blessed are you, O Lord our God and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Yaakov, the great, mighty, and revered God, the most high God, master of heaven and earth. And the congregation follows with,
He with his word was a shield to our forefathers, and by his voice will raise the dead. The holy God, there is none like him, who gives rest to his people on his holy Shabbat day, because he delights in them to grant them rest. Before his presence we will serve with fear and awe. Daily and constantly we will thank him with the appropriate praises. He is the God to whom thanksgiving is due, the Lord of peace, who hallows the Shabbat and blesses the seventh day, and in holiness gives rest to a people filled with delight in remembrance of the creation.
The Kazan continues, our God and God of our fathers, accept our rest, sanctify us by your commandments, and grant our portion in your Torah. Satisfy us with your goodness, and gladden us with your salvation. Purify our hearts to serve you in truth, and in your love and favor, O Lord our God, let us inherit your holy Shabbat. And may Israel, those who sanctify your name, rest thereon. Blessed are you, Lord, who hallows the Shabbat. Okay. The Amidah, as it says in your syllabus, is one of the most important parts of the worship service. Along with the Shema, it is included in every prayer service on a weekday, a holiday, or on a Shabbat. The origins of this prayer are from the 5th century BCE. It is said while standing, as the name itself means standing. So that is why we have everyone stand. Amidah is actually known by three different names. You may have heard of some of these, the Shemone Esrei, which means 18, since it was originally made up of 18 separate blessings. Amidah, as we said, which is, means standing, since the practice is to stand while being recited. And Ha Tefillah, or the prayer, because it is the core of the worship service. On Shabbat, only 7 of the 19 brachot, remember that's blessings, are recited. those that praise God, thank God, and special Shabbat blessings. The authors of the Amidah felt that to ask something for ourselves is not what Shabbat was about, but the focus was to be on the joy and holiness of Shabbat. Therefore, all the blessings that are asking God to perform something are removed. That is, it's a day of rest. This may even explain why Yeshua was accused of violating the Shabbat when he healed people on Shabbat. Got this, somebody got their scriptures? Let's look up Luke 6:6. Luke 6:6-11.
Also when he left the field.
Luke 6:6.
On another Shabbat, when Yeshua had gone into the synagogue and was teaching, a man was there who had a shriveled hand. The Torah teachers and Pharisees watched Yeshua carefully to see if he would heal on Shabbat, so that they could accuse him of something. But he knew what they were thinking and said to the man with the shriveled hand, "Come up and stand where we can see you." He got up and stood there. Then Yeshua said to them, "I ask you now, what is permitted on Shabbat? Doing good or doing evil? Saving life or destroying it?" Then after looking around at all of them, he said to the man, "Hold out your hand." And as he held it out, his hand was restored.
Keep
one moving.
More.
Through 11. But the others were filled with fury and began discussing with each other what they could do to Yeshua.
Okay. Now, modern rabbinic law allows pretty much any and every sort of healing on Shabbat. In the hospitals and every kind of healing. However, the ancient laws established by the Perushim or the Pharisees were complex and only permissible under certain circumstances. Certainly, what the Pharisees wanted in these verses was to catch Yeshua healing on Shabbat so they could accuse him of violating the Shabbat. However, if we look back just one verse, let's look at 6:5, chapter 6, verse 5.
The Son of Man, he concluded, is Lord of Shabbat.
Yeah. He said, he had just said, he is Lord of the Shabbat. Now they're accusing him of violating the Shabbat. Okay. The Amidah is divided into the following sections. You should be at the bottom of page 20, I believe.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't think you have these in your book. It's up to you if you want to try, but let me just go through them kind of quickly. Section 1 is praise. Okay, section 1 is praise. It's Avot, which means fathers. Gevurot, which means powers of God. And Kedushat Hashem, holiness of God. Okay, so on your vocabulary, one of them is there
on page
21. Avot is part of the way down.
What does it mean?
Fathers. And it's part of section 1. How many others are there? I forget. Okay. The section 2, which is petition, which is a spiritual petition, is Binah, which means of knowledge. Teshuvah, if I recognize that one. Return or repentance, right? Slicha, which is forgiveness. I don't think all of these are, I didn't put them all in their vocabulary. I wanted to be familiar but not make a part of their vocabulary. Now the next part has to do with physical, material, or emotional. Ge'ulah, which is redemption, security. Refuah, health, or healing. Shanim, which has to do with years. And then the last part of that is the needs of the Jewish people and the society. Kibbutz, Geluyot, gathering of the exiles. Mishpat, which is justice. Now, we have a number 12, which Remember I said it used to be 18, but today it's 19. And the 19th one that was added is the Birkat Haminim. And I
that is on
think it is. I was going to say, I thought, yeah.
Yeah.
Birkat Haminim. That has to do with heretics. It's called the blessings, but this is actually more a curse. It's number 12, but it was instead of adding a nut, there's 19 now.
Yeah.
Which, it used to be just 18.
Okay.
But the 19th one was added.
That's what I'm saying.
But when it was added, it was stuck in there and added number 12.
I can imagine why they did that.
Mm-hmm. And I will read one of the way it's quoted. For the slanderers, sectarians, let there be no hope, and may all the evil in an instant be destroyed, and all your enemies be cut down swiftly. The evil ones uproot and break and destroy the humble soon in our days. Blessed are you, Lord, who breaks down enemies and humbles sinners. It's called the, quote, blessing of the sectarians or heretics, but it's really a curse, not a blessing at all. This blessing was directed against the first century Messianic Jews.
Mm-hmm.
Sadducees, a former sect of Judaism that believed in the literal interpretation of the Tanakh, the Sadducees rejected the oral law and rejected the belief of the resurrection of the body after death. The Karaites, a sect of Judaism that believes in the logical interpretation of the Tanakh, rejects the oral law and rabbinic Judaism and believes in the coming Messiah. And there was also the Essenes, a former sect of Judaism that expressed its faith through asceticism, poverty, and abstinence from worldly pleasures. They lived out in the wilderness, which we found out later when they found the Dead Sea Scrolls, preparing for the arrival of the long-awaited Messiah. It was actually used as a litmus test by the rabbis to expose heretics, persons who could not recite the Birkat Haminim, this one we're talking about the heretics, were suspected of heresy and subject to karem or excommunication. Even if the Kazan could not recite this, quote, blessing accurately, he was suspected of being one of the Minim, one of the heretics. Until the destruction of the temple, the Messianic Jews continued to worship in the synagogue. However, the addition of this curse against the Messianic Jews forced them to eventually leave the synagogue, and this was the beginning of the separation of the church from its Jewish roots, later formalized in the 2nd century CE. Interestingly, the present-day reform movement has removed this, quote, blessing entirely from their siddur. Isn't that interesting, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'd like to go back over the last, let's do 13 is Tzadikim, the righteous, 14 is Yerushalayim, Jerusalem,
mm-hmm.
15 is Birkat David, coming of the Messiah. And then there's summary blessings.
Where are you?
None of this is on yours.
Oh, because she kept saying 13, 14. Oh, those are the 18 blessings.
Yeah, the 18 or now 19.
Okay, now I'm with
yeah.
you.
Yeah, okay, sorry.
That's okay.
Tefillah, here are prayers. And last section is section 3 for thanks. Avodah. We've talked about Avodah Shebalev before. Does anybody remember what that is? Worship. Service. Hoda'ah, we talked about that one before, and that has to do with thanksgiving. And Shalom, which is peace. So, that's the 19, okay? On Shabbat, we only do the Shabbat summary, the ones that have to do with not all of it. Okay? The first of the blessings, the Avot, or Fathers, which helps us remember that we praise and direct our prayers to the same God who loved and made a covenant with our fathers, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, or Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Moshe, or Moses, interceded before God to not destroy the Bnei Israel, the children of Israel, after the golden calf incident. You remember that one? Using the merit of the fathers. Remember, Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, your servants. And that's in Exodus 23:13. Anybody got their scriptures? They can look up Exodus 23:13. And I know we were just at the March of Remembrance walk, but it helps to bring your Bibles to... That way you're finding it in your own.
What am I doing?
You were almost down to the bottom of page 20.
Exodus 1? 23,
yeah.
13.
Okay. That's fine.
And with all the things that I have said to you, take heed. Make no mention of the names of other gods, and do not let them be heard in your mouth. How far? That's 13.
Okay.
14 and so on. That was 13. There's 14. 23.
Yeah, that's fine. That's good enough. Okay. Also in Deuteronomy, it reminds us to that Adonai chose our fathers and us. And there's part of it comes from Deuteronomy 10:17, the great, mighty, and awesome God. There's many versions of this prayer, and I think I'm on the bottom of page 20 for you now. Many think that Yeshua was speaking of this prayer in Mark 11:25. So if I can get somebody to read Mark 11:25.
Is that our Father who art in heaven?
Huh?
Is that our Father who art in heaven?
Mark 11:25?
Uh-huh.
Whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him,
okay.
So that your Father in heaven may also forgive you your transgressions.
Okay, so when you stand praying, and remember this is called the Amidah, which is the standing prayer. Okay, so many believe that that was what he was referring to, this prayer, at that time.
Oh, that makes sense, yeah.
Yeah, it's like, kind of puts things together you didn't see before, right?
Yeah.
Several scholars also believe that Yeshua taught his Talmidim another condensed version when he taught them the disciples' prayer.
I was jumping ahead.
Which is Matthew 6, verse 9 to 13.
But I always call that the Lord's Prayer.
Yes, but that's what it's an abbreviated Amidah.
You call it the Lord's Prayer.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Therefore, pray this way. Mm-hmm. Our Father in heaven, sanctified be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For if you forgive others their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive others, neither will your Father forgive your transgressions. So,
and that's what?
That's Matthew 6. That's in, it's what we have known as the Lord's Prayer.
Matthew 6.
It's actually the disciples' prayer, because Yeshua was teaching the disciples to pray. It was
because
for
they said, Lord, teach us to pray.
Yeah, they said, teach us to pray, so it's the disciples' prayer. So,
one time when
if you go back and you go to 7,
uh-huh.
It says, and when you are praying, do not babble, and do not take and
babble on
like the pagans.
Yeah, do not babble on and on like the pagans.
For they will think they will be heard because of the many words. Do not be like them. Your Father knows you need what you need before you ask Him.
Yeah. Yes, He does. Okay, so we're going to go to page 21 and go over your vocabulary. And then we'll have a little discussion, if we want, about some of these. Amida, we have, is the standing prayer. Or Amida really literally means standing. Shmone Esrei means 18. However, it's an alternate name for the Amida.
That's about AKA.
Even though there's 19 of them today, unless you're Messianic or Reformed. And okay, Ha Tefillah is the prayer, which is another alternate name for the Amida. That was Ha Tefillah, the prayer. Next we have the Birchat Haminim, which is that malediction of the sectarians, heretics, the 19th quote-unquote blessing, which is inserted as number 12.
What has the first to do with blessing?
Yes.
So, heretics, so you said before. Huh?
Yeah, that's fine. That's sectarians, heretics.
Oh, okay.
Avot, which means fathers. Okay, which is the first blessing or bracha of the Amida. Karem means the excommunication from the Jewish community. Remember, if they couldn't say this prayer, they were literally excommunicated from the Jewish community.
Well, why would they be able to say the prayer?
The part that was a curse against, basically against themselves. Mm. That's why they wouldn't say it. That's not part of what we do on Shabbat. We would never include that portion anyway, but that portion is not included in the summary that we do. And in a second, we'll go back over exactly what it is we do and see how it fits with some of this. Minim means heretics. Okay, Messianic Jews. Anybody know what that is?
Believers in Yeshua.
Right. Jews who put their trust in Yeshua for salvation. And then there's three different ones, the Karaites, the Essenes, and the Sadducees. If you want me to go over those, we can, but it's just those are former sects. Judaism, former, all three of them are.
Mm-hmm.
And the last word we have on the page is Purushim, which is Pharisees. And if you have the Complete Jewish or the Tree of Life version, you may see that word often.
Yeah,
but,
you do.
Yeah. So, that way you'll... Okay, so we're going to go back over our... On page 20. So remember we said the first section is the fathers, Avot. Okay? The first thing that the Chazan does is, blessed are you, O Lord our God, and God of our fathers, God of Abraham, God of Isaac, and God of Yaakov. The great, mighty, and revered God, the most high God, master of heaven and earth. So that goes into the next part of the powers of God and the holiness of God. Those are some of the 12. That's basically 1, 2, and 3 in that first paragraph. And the next part, the congregation, He with His word was a shield to our forefathers, and by His voice will raise the dead. The Holy God, there is none like Him, who gives rest to His people on His holy Shabbat day. See, now we're talking about the Shabbat We're also talking about, we're going through the knowledge of who he is. Before his presence, we will serve with fear and awe. Daily and constantly, we will thank him with the appropriate praises. See, now we're doing some of the thanks section, the Hoda'ah, the Avodah. The Lord of peace, who hallows the Shabbat and blesses the seventh day, and in holiness gives rest to a people filled with delights in remembrance of the creation. And then it goes on to the Kazan, goes on to our God and God of our fathers, accept our rest. Sanctify us by your commandments and grant our portion in your Torah. Satisfy us with your goodness and gladness with your salvation. Purify our hearts to serve you in truth and in your love and favor, O Lord our God. Let us inherit your holy Shabbat. And may Israel, those who sanctify your name, rest thereon. Blessed are you, O Lord, who hallows the Shabbat. And that has to do with, the, like I said, the last portion, which is the worship, thanksgiving, and shalom, or peace. So seven are set. And so I see it, and I haven't researched that real closely. I was going to look at one of my book, other books here, but it's the fathers, the powers of God, the holiness of God, and then goes into the knowledge, and then worship, thanksgiving, and peace. So you get an idea of where we are with that when we're doing the Amidah. And what's Amidah mean again? What's the word mean? Standing. Okay? So often, the Kazan will say, please stand. And the reason they're doing that is if somebody doesn't know, that that's what it is. Okay, any questions? Okay, anybody? Father, we just thank you for this time to be together, to fellowship together, and learn just one more piece of who you are and what you're saying, both in your liturgy that comes directly from your and from your word that comes directly from your word. Thank you, Lord, for giving us peace. I pray that you give each one an overabundance that you may be glorified. In Yeshua's name. Amen.
Baruch atah.